Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I would like to welcome you to the Buckmaster Show for our midweek edition. Very nice day out there. A little cooler than yesterday. I like this weather a lot, Rose. Really do. Tomorrow is the first day of spring, but every day has really felt like spring all winter, so we really didn't have much of a winter here, and I think it's the first time ever that Tucson did not have a freeze in the calendar year, so that's highly unusual. It is March the 19th, 2014. I am Bill Buckmaster. It's the Buckmaster Show. We're here 12:04 to 1 each weekday on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We live stream our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and then thanks to Rose, we post the program, and many people find it very convenient for them. Listen to the program on your schedule anytime, anywhere in the world, and the place to do that is my website, buckmastershow.com. Also, our links on the homepages of the TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business and the Green Valley News, and Sahrita Sun all have convenient ways to get to my website. We will get things rolling with a candidate interview. Yes, it is that season again, and we're trying to introduce the Buckmaster Show listeners to as many local candidates as possible. And today, up to the plate, it's Republican Daniel Estrella, and he is running for State Senate in District 2. Keith Rosenblum will be up at 12:20. We'll talk about the border. Is it safe to visit Rocky Point during spring break? And then half past the hour, our monthly segment on animal care issues. And then Tom Collier, our consumer contributor, will wrap things up. Let's welcome now Daniel Estrella. Is it Estrella or Estrella?
Well, it's Estrella, actually,
Estrella.
Sir.
All yes, right. Sir. So I didn't really hit on any of them. It's Estrella, and we are welcoming you, Daniel, to the program. Why are you getting involved in politics?
Well, I've always had a great interest in politics. I mean, all politics are local, as they say. And I recently moved here to Tucson a few years ago, and I became a precinct committeeman, and I got involved with all of the policies here in this community. And I saw that there was a lot of things that needed to be improved. And I saw that when the opportunity came that Linda Lopez had stepped down from her seat and vacated it, that it infuriated me, actually, that she cut her term short when everyone, the people that voted for her, she decided that she was not going to do that anymore. So I saw that as an issue that needed to be dealt with, that if you're going to go ahead and run for office, you should complete your term and you should not opt out just to decide to go on to greener pastures.
So you were upset about the timing of Linda's announcement.
Oh, yes, I was very upset. And I mean, it really did create a rift legislatively, because we were so worried about trying to fill these positions. It was like a game of musical chairs in the Democratic Party.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell our listeners where you come from and what you've been doing.
Well, originally I was born in Los Angeles, California. And then when I was a child, my mother decided to move on to more freedom-loving Phoenix, Arizona. And I was raised there in Phoenix, Arizona, until I joined the Marine Corps in 1996, and I served until 2009. I had two deployments to Iraq, and actually the first deployment to Iraq was here in Tucson, Arizona, with the Marines from Bulk Fuel Company here in Tucson. I was a member of the inspector instructor staff here.
Folks don't realize that there is a Marine presence in the desert.
Yes, there is. There's actually a large Marine presence here. There's a lot of Marines that come from here in South Tucson, in Tucson in general, the main city, and Nogales and all the surrounding areas. There's a large presence here.
So you did a couple of tours overseas. Your specialty, logistics, we were talking before we went on the air, you were involved with putting together a really incredible pipeline that went from Kuwait 60 miles into Iraq, and you were one of those folks coordinating that, and that was a huge effort, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was. It was the first time the Marine Corps had ever been used as a theater-level asset. We provided all the fuel that supported the beginnings of the war until stability could be there and the infrastructure could be built.
So now you have left the Marine Corps after service. I think you said, 18 years with the Marine Corps?
Oh, no, I'm still in the military
right now. You're still in the military, yes.
Yes, I am. I'm in the National Guard currently.
But you had left the Marine Corps and then went into the National Guard.
Yes,
so
yes, I have.
Still in the military.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So as you look at this campaign, what are some of the things that you would like to stress? What issues are going to be important to you that you want to convey to people?
Well, the biggest thing is going to be economic growth. All these other issues don't count as much because of the fact that nothing will happen if the economy does not grow. You can't have any other programs. You can't have any other spending. You can't have any cuts. You can't make any revenue if there's not economic growth. Everything stems on that. So we need to go ahead and ease regulations. We need to be able to draw communities and businesses here, and we need to have a climate that promotes that. Because, I mean, everyone's talking about Tesla, and this is the one thing on the radar for most people. But the problem is, though, is that there's so many other companies out there that we need to draw, and us just focusing on one and neglecting the others just because this one is popular and a niche thing. We need to go ahead and get everyone here, not just Tesla.
The incumbent, are there some issues that you have with Andrea D'Alessandro, who is currently the incumbent senator in District 2?
I don't have any issues with her besides the fact that she also left her post also. She decided to go ahead and leave. She was an elected representative for the House of Representatives, and then she decided to go ahead and vacate her seat and go ahead and put her hat in the ring and be nominated to be the senator.
Daniel Estrella, did I get that right this time?
Yes, sir, you did.
Daniel Estrella is with us, District 2. He is a Republican, and he hopes to move on to face in the fall Andrea D'Alessandro, who is the Democratic senator in District 2. How about some of the social issues that have prominently been in the news, the SB 1062? How would you have voted if you were up in the state Senate?
Well, for me, I don't believe that we need more laws. I believe that, you know, we have enough laws that it is. Now, there didn't seem like there was enough debate on it and whether or not this was something that was necessary. So I would have rather liked to have more committees done and more from the business community to allow whether or not this was going to be something that was beneficial for everyone.
But it really, the publicity just around this has really hurt Arizona.
Well, I mean, the publicity, yes, because of the fact that everything always is spun that way for Arizona, because we're such a conservative red state that always there's going to be somebody that's going to say that, oh, there's Arizona again being racist or bigoted. And actually, that's not what the law stated. And most people have never even read that bill. And that bill was just a protection for religious rights in order to keep them from being sued by other people.
We have the big issue concerning Child Protective Services. If you were up as the state senator, how would you be voting on that?
Well, of course, we once the governor go ahead and dissolve the CPS, we need to have a more oversight with that. We need to go ahead and get to the root of the problem and what was it that went wrong, because it's all about the solutions in order for us to make a decision on how to rectify that situation.
What about the state budget? Should we put any money aside for a rainy day fund, or should we get that money back into circulation to attract jobs and fix our roads?
Well, the budget, we've been very frugal with our budget so far, and I know that we're going to have some issues coming down the road, especially with trying to fund Medicaid expansion once the federal government does not bring their money to the table after 3 years. So that's going to be a big burden that we're going to have to carry. And in order for us to go ahead and before you can put money away, you need to go ahead and have money coming in. You need to go ahead and get your house in order before you can start. It does no good to put money aside in a sock somewhere for a rainy day if you're hungry now.
How are you shaping your campaign? Are you going to pretty much do this grassroots?
Oh, yes, sir. This is all a grassroots effort. I'm dedicated to going to every place in Legislative District 2. That is goes from the base of Davis-Monthan all the way down to the border of Nogales. And I think that Santa Cruz County does not get enough attention from the Republicans, and that's really our fault, and that's a failure that I'm going to go ahead and correct.
You became involved with politics here in Tucson in District 2. You said you were a precinct committeeman?
Yes, sir. I was a precinct committeeman and also a state committeeman here for the GOP.
And was this your first step in the water as far as politics?
Well,
or have you always been politically involved?
Oh, no, I've always been politically involved. When you're in the military, you know, the things that happen in the government always affect you directly because you're a tool of the government. So you need to go ahead and pay attention to what's going on with your leaders, and you have a vested interest. You're a stakeholder. And I mean, I've also been elected office. I'm the president of my owners association also. So, I mean, this is not the first time that I've been elected as something.
So you know what you're getting into, in other words.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And everyone keeps asking me, why would I want to do this?
Do you hear that a lot?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I keep hearing that Legislative District 2 is such a Democratic heavy place. But the thing is, though, is that recently we've discovered that the independents outnumber everyone now.
Right. So independents now are the number one political entity in terms of numbers, surpassing the Republicans. And that's the first time that's ever happened. That happened. That announcement came down this week.
Yes, sir. And that's where I'm going to go ahead and appeal to those independents, because most of those independents are actually Republicans that have just gotten fed up with everything that's happened so far and with the establishment. So I'm going to bring those people back and get them voting for me.
What do the numbers look like as far as registration in your district, as far as Republicans and Democrats?
Well, it's a 2-to-1 right now. But when you factor in all the independents, there's far more of them. So even if you split the independents evenly, that would still put me over.
All right. Daniel Estrella is with us. And how about your website? Is it up and running now?
Yes, sir. My website is Estrella4AZ, and that is Estrella, F-O-R-A-Z.
And that's
.com.
E-S-T-R-E-L-L-A.
Yes, sir.
All right. Daniel, good luck to you. And thanks for sharing with our listeners why you are involved in politics and the race ahead for you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Daniel Estrella with us on the Buckmaster Show. You'll be hearing a lot of candidates between now and the primary because it's we enjoy doing it. We enjoy bringing to our listeners who are the folks that are running. Up next, Keith Rosenbloom. We'll talk a little bit about Mexico. That's next on the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show.
This is exactly how you found him. Mr. Arnold, would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. What do Aaron Rodgers, Tiger Woods, Usain Bolt, and 76% of all PGA golfers have in common? They are all under chiropractic care. You may not be a professional athlete, but all of us suffer to some degree with aches and pains. No matter who you are or what you do, you want to perform at your highest potential without pain. At Chiropractic USA, our mission is to help you get healthy and strong naturally. Get your spine checked today and see what your potential can be. Pain free naturally at Chiropractic USA. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788. That's 818-7788.
Are you planning a party or special event? Contact Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
Hi, this is Bert Williams with Williams & Associates. We are Arizona's largest promotional products company. Anything you put a logo on, that's us. But this isn't about me. This is about Arizona Party Rental and the team they have that makes things happen. They have everything you would ever need for a party or any event. Tents, chairs, tables, and the expertise to advise you with what you need in a timely manner. When I think of Arizona Party Rental, I think of integrity and I think of community involvement. We've used Arizona Party Rental many times. They are on time, efficient, and are a great value. I love working with Ken and his team at Arizona Party Rental. Ken can stack BBs at a 45 degree angle with gloves on.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bert. Quality products, exceptional selection, and outstanding service. That's Arizona Party Rental. Visit us online at arizonapartyrental.net.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push now towards 12:22 on this midweek edition of the program. We're here each weekday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. It is spring break time. Do you believe it? Up to 30,000 visitors are in Puerto Penasco, Tucson's favorite Mexican beach town. A lot of folks having, young people especially, having a very good time in Puerto Penasco, also known as Rocky Point, which is about 215 miles from Tucson. It's about a four-hour drive, and with a legal drinking age of 18, it is a popular spring break destination for Arizona college students. However, the U.S. State Department does have a travel warning cautioning travelers about parts of Sonora. Let's welcome Keith Rosenblum. Keith is the Buckmaster Show contributor on the border. He's a very busy guy. He writes about the border for several publications, including Tucson, Inside Tucson Business. He's the former senior border reporter for the Arizona Republic and former Sonora correspondent for the Arizona Daily Star. Keith, how are you today?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing well. Let's work on your Enye today. It's Puerto Penasco.
Puerto Penasco.
Four on your keyboard.
Uh huh.
It's Alt-164. That will give you the Enye.
Okay. All right, Keith. Should we be worried about parents, especially sending the kids, the young people, down to an area that has had some pretty serious violence? Should they be worried?
No. The answer is no. And the answer is that they have those catchphrases where people say, but just exercise discretion or caution or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I've always found that to be kind of condescending as well. So the answer is no to that as well. It's just not a worry. I can think of lots of other things that the Buckmaster Show's audience should be worried about, and Mexico is not one of them. I'm back from a week in Mexico City, Hermosillo, Querétaro, jumping around the country, once more, I feel like I'm a endless loop, if the phrase still means anything, and that is that the likelihood of anything happening to Bill Buckmaster or to kids or to anybody in Rocky Point today or in days to come is less than what it would be waking up in Scottsdale or Tucson or South Tucson for that matter. So, no, it's a non-story.
You've been traveling to Mexico for many, many years. Have you ever had an incident where you feared for your life there?
No, it's the other way around. People who have come into contact with me have feared for their lives in Mexico.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. No, I never have. There's a certain almost bubble child kind of mentality that surrounds Americans. If you go anywhere in the country, and that's one reason the likelihood of anything happening to you is less than it is even to a Mexican. The people don't want, the tourism industry is such an important part of the economy that it would be, it's devastating at a local level, even when it's the tourist's own fault. The tourist has a neon sign that says, I'm here to buy drugs or to deal drugs, or I'm here to cause trouble. And if something happens to him or her, it still has repercussions because of the society that we are, where we're almost looking for cause. And by the way, when I was with the Republic and I was with the Daily Star, I had the opportunity a lot of times, because people will always call the newspaper and always say, hey, you have to look into this, or look what a horrible thing happened to my friends. And they're great stories, except for eight of ten fall apart under scrutiny. One, you just never quite know about, it's kind of neutral, and one turns out to be probably true, or true in some way. So, no, in all the time I've been traveling, never anything, and I feel as if I have that that bubble around me. I speak the language, but that's not even an advantage. A lot of times language is probably a barrier in ways, because the Mexicans know that you're there to visit, you're there for a business outing of some kind, or a conference, or to hunt, or whatever. And so the fact that you don't speak the language isn't a drawback at all, or isn't a negative.
Have you been hassled coming back into this country?
What's happened in the United States, number one, from the Mexican standpoint, no. Coming back into the U.S. from Mexico, what's happened is that there have been plenty of people who were willing to give away your rights and mine by answering questions that I think are intrusive and entirely inappropriate to somebody who's returning. There was a time when you came back to the United States of America that you were welcome back, and that customs, and at that time immigration, and now CBP, said, hey, Keith, you know, where you been? What do you got to declare? The answer is, I've been south, or I've been a city, got nothing to declare. Okay, welcome. Now we've changed, and partly it's a change in the demographics of CBP and Border Patrol itself. We've got a lot of veterans and a lot of people who've been in Afghanistan or Iraq or have been in hostile territories, and they're accustomed to treating people with the premise that those people are here to do something wrong, and that you have to establish, or you have to prove your benign intentions. And so the answer to your question is absolutely. I was with, case in point would be that I was with a film crew from Abu Dhabi about a year and a half ago, and I let people in Nogales know at CBP and told them about the crew. There were two Saudis, I think, two guys from Morocco, somebody from Egypt, somebody from France. I let CBP know. I spoke to Vic Brabble, who is the PIO here. So even with all that as a heads up, that this was a film crew coming to do something, when we came back walking through in from Nogales, Sonora, into Nogales, Arizona, everybody went into secondary, or not everybody. The Saudis did automatically. We're a hostile country to come and visit now, and that's as opposed to other countries. When I go to Mexico, I'm welcomed. They'll run my, you know, whatever info they might decide to run. But it's a much different approach. We've become, with all of our zero tolerance kinds of policies, we've become a hostile nation to visit.
Yeah, it's really too bad. I've actually noticed it even coming back recently from Canada. Rather than saying, Mr. Buckmaster, the way it used to be, Mr. Buckmaster, welcome back to the United States. Now it is, why were you up there on Vancouver Island? What were you doing?
Yeah, it's so. The premise that Bill Buckmaster, which in their case they're probably right. You probably were doing something nefarious. But there's an interesting phenomenon too, which is a lot of the guys that come when you come into the U.S. they've had some Spanish training, but they don't speak the language, and so they'll talk to my parents-in-law who are in their 80s. Using the to form, which is an informal thing. You never do that. You never, in any of the romance languages, you always use the usted or the vous.
Yeah.
So we're rude and we're unprepared on other levels as well.
Yeah, let's hope we can somehow get back to the old welcoming ways of the United States. Keith, thank you very much. Hope you have a great weekend coming up.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Keith from American Openings. You've heard me talk about our replacement windows. Now listen to what some of our customers have to say.
Before we had the windows replaced, we could barely see out of them.
My windows were single pane, costing me more money and energy.
We called American Openings. They came out, measured all of our windows. There weren't going to be any gimmicks, no big surprises at the end.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
When they said they'd guarantee it for life, I was sold. It was definitely a seamless scheduling process.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
There was no drywall damage. There was no stucco damage on the outside of our home. No problems whatsoever with any of the custom orders that we needed done.
Everything went super smooth, and they did not have to go in and restucco anything.
They said what they were going to do, and they did it.
They really improved the looks of my home. I love them.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer, 664-1202, or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited-time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Please join us for our special program, Discovery Nights, during March at Biosphere 2. On selected Saturdays in March, Discovery Nights will offer extended hours with family-friendly stargazing and nighttime tours under the beautiful lights of the University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Also, new exhibit previews just being opened to the public for the first time. Visit b2science.org for more information and come visit today.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, and once a month here, we are delighted to focus on animal care issues on the Buckmaster Show. The segment is about specialty animal care presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. It is an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet. Located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, it is a beautiful facility, an award-winning architecturally beautiful facility. And on the web, you can find them at vscot.com, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. Joining us now on this month's animal care segment, Dr. Jim Boulay. Dr. Boulay, veterinary surgeon and founding partner of Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Dr. Boulay, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Over the weekend, I was going by your facility, and it is really stunning. It has won architectural awards. Beautiful facility.
Yes, yeah, we were lucky, and we had the nice thing. It was designed by a local architect at the university, Bill Stamm, and built by a local contractor here as well. So. Great.
Well, it's not only beautiful on the outside, it is beautiful on the inside because you have a great staff over there. And I want to talk today, Dr. Boulay, about, I guess in humans, we call it tennis elbow. A lot of folks complain about tennis elbow.
Yeah,
I've had a little of it myself, too, and I've tried those kind of little braces and everything else, which remarkably do work, at least they have for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, they do work.
But anyway, obviously, our four-legged friends, our dogs, don't play tennis. They may chase after tennis balls, but they don't play tennis. But however, they have issues with their elbows as well.
Yes, it's a common problem in the dog, and what we call this elbow dysplasia. The word dysplasia means abnormal development. So people are very familiar with hip dysplasia in their dogs because they have a lot of hip problems, but they can also have the same developmental abnormalities in the elbow. So the dog is born with a normal elbow, and then as he grows in his first 6 to 9 months of age, his elbow becomes incongruent. It doesn't fit together very well, and usually that's caused by changes in the growth rate of the bones. There's three bones that make up the elbow. And so when the elbow doesn't fit together, little bones fracture or fragment, and you can get changes in the cartilage. And in the beginning, you know, you have a little bit of a sore elbow, but as you get older and that arthritis catches up with you, you get to be 6 or 7 or 10, and now you've got advanced arthritis of the elbow, and it can be a real significant problem. The elbow is a very unforgiving joint arthritic-wise.
Is it very common in dogs, and is there a particular breed or breeds that this would be more prevalent?
Yeah, it is common in dogs, and there's sort of two categories of dogs. One are the sporting breeds, German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, Labradors, Rottweilers, Newfoundlands, you know, the bigger dogs, the sporting breeds. And that's one big category of dogs we see. And the second one is the smaller, what we call chondrodystrophic breeds. These are the breeds like Dachshunds and Lhasa Apsus and Shih Tzus and Basset Hounds, where, you know, you look at these dogs, they have the curvy little legs. So when your leg is growing and it starts to get all curvy, usually there's a price to pay for that, and a lot of times it's in the elbow. Those bones don't fit quite together, and we have to intervene and try to make them fit better.
Dr. Boulay, with the elbow, do the elbow and the hip problems usually go together in the dogs?
They often do. A lot of times we see dogs with hip problems. We should look at the elbow and make sure the elbow is okay, or vice versa. But you obviously can have one or the other, but oftentimes we see them both together. And there are there's a organization called the OFA where we can certify dogs that have good and excellent conformation of the elbow and hip, and we can use that for breeding purposes.
But how about how does the owner determine whether the animal is having some issues? I mean, is there a limp or what?
Usually there's a limp. It's one of the things you have to be careful about in the elbow is that sometimes if both elbows are affected, the dog will limp on both front legs. So you may not see him limping dramatically on one side. He may be limping on both sides, so they have a shorter, more choppy gait. The best thing to do is to have your veterinarian look at the dog when they're growing in the 4 to 6 month age range, because that's when we're going to first start picking this up. And they may see fluid in the elbow, or they may be painful when you examine the elbow. And that's the time that we would like to take x-rays, and x-rays are the way that we diagnose this most of the time. And then we can intervene earlier, which gives us a better long-term prognosis.
Dr. Jim Boulay is with us. Dr. Boulay, surgeon and founding partner of Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. I'm wondering, Dr. Boulay, about we've heard a lot in the humans with the supplements, glucosamine and other things like that. Have you found any? Does that translate perhaps to our animal friends?
Yes, it does. We use those extensively in veterinary medicine for both the hip and the elbow and the knee. One of the things that, you know, glycosamine and chondroitin work best when you have normal, healthy cartilage, because the target is the cartilage cell. So when you're young and you're a 7-8-month-old dog, or you're a young person, you know, most of us don't need it when we're young. That's when those compounds have the most effect. And as you get older and your cartilage gets more damaged, they're not as effective. So in the young dog, the oral forms of that, and we have an injectable form of chondroitin sulfate, which is called Adequan, which works very well in the elbow. And that's generally my first line of approach to these, is to try to get them to change their diet, you know, get them on a lower energy food. It's not necessarily the protein, but it's the energy and calories in the food. Slow their growth down, because a lot of times we feed dogs too well. They grow too fast. Make sure we neuter them later, because sometimes when you neuter them early, they grow for a longer period of time and they get larger, and it causes more problems. And then we'll give them injectable Adequan and oral glycosamine chondroitin, and that oftentimes will help or even solve a lot of these growing problems.
How difficult is surgery for these animals?
It's not too bad. It's an expense for the owner. And the earlier the surgery is done, we do a combination sometimes of realigning the bones. We may go in with the arthroscope, with a scope like you would have arthroscopy done, and we can look at the cartilage and take out little fragments of bone. But the key really is earlier is better.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned something that about the glucosamine. I hear people that are taking the supplements and they'll say, well, it didn't work for me. And I'll say to them, well, are you starting it now because you're in pain? And they say, yes. But others really need to be taking that if they have any kind of history. And what you just said, early is better. I think that is the key here.
Yes. Yeah. And people don't realize if you have for example, if you're trying to, the same thing with the dog, is these when you have a really arthritic hip or a really arthritic elbow and you have, you know, bone on bone contact and you don't have a lot of cartilage in that joint, those supplements are not going to work very well on that joint because there's no cartilage left in the joint. And so that's what those compounds are targeting, and they're what are called slow acting disease modifying agents. They're not like taking Celebrex or, you know, Naprosyn or ibuprofen. They don't relieve pain necessarily, and so I think sometimes when you don't get an effect, it's because we don't have cartilage that the compounds are going to help.
All right, Dr. Boulay, we're going to wrap it up with you. If people want more information, I'm sure you and your colleagues at Veterinary Specialty
be happy to talk to them.
You know, talk to them, take a look at the animal, and figure out what's going on and what is the best course of action. Jim, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bill, at any time.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
My pleasure.
Dr. Jim Boulay, one of the founding members of the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. We really enjoy our conversations on animal care issues sponsored by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, VSCOT.com. And it's the best place to bring your sick or injured pet, North La Cañada Drive and West River Road. And something to remember, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just three and a half hours east of Tucson. Walk through life as it was in the 12th century at the Gila Cliff Dwellings just north of Silver City, with its rich Western history, galleries, and museums, including the finest collection of Mimbres pottery in the world. It's at Western New Mexico University. If you're into antique ceramics, it is worth the trip alone, the drive over there to check out what they have over at Western New Mexico and Silver City. More at southwestnewmexico.org of all the great places to stay and things to do, like the Ridge Park RV Park and Pinos Altos Cabins. Let's welcome now our consumer affairs reporter, contributor, Tom Collier. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. Thanks for asking. Windows XP is going away within 30 days.
It goes away April 8th. If you are a person who has Windows XP on your computer, you're going to be an orphan.
What happened to Windows XP?
It's gone its serviceable life. One of the things we have is built-in obsolescence into these types of things. The same thing that is happening to Windows XP that happened to Windows 3.1. Somewhere in some dark corner somewhere, there may be a person who is still running Windows 3.1. I seriously would question whether or not they're being able to get full efficiency out of it. But the same thing's happening to Windows XP. Microsoft has said it's time to move on, and they're forcing you to move on. So one of the things you're going to have to decide is whether or not you want to upgrade to Windows 7 or Windows 8, or whether or not you want to buy new equipment, because most likely the new software that you upgrade to will require more powerful equipment. There is one option you might want to look at, and I'll just mention it. You can Google it and look at open source software. There are operating systems that you can use that are free. There are equivalents of the Microsoft Office suite or the Adobe suite that are free. They just work differently. It's like that Willie Nelson song. They're not wrong. They're just different. and you can use them. I use them personally. I should disclose that personally. I haven't paid for software in 7 years now.
Mm. And well, folks looking around for software, sometimes they see the end user license agreements, the EULAs, then the terms and conditions. It can be rather confusing. What is free and what isn't?
Well, it's not so much whether or not what you're getting is free. When you click on the end user license agreement and say, yes, I agree, most of us only see the little top paragraph. Mm-hmm. You know, if you scroll down, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's this thick, turgid, legal wording that goes on and it's incomprehensible. And people just, you know,
the original language of the League of Nations.
Oh, absolutely. Right? if you want to read it out loud, it's a good way to go to sleep. Yeah. But most of us just say, okay, I agree, click, and you go on. Mm-hmm. And that can get you into some trouble. Same thing with terms and conditions to use a specific company or a specific service. You want to make sure that you know what you're doing and at least take a brief read through to see if there's anything really onerous. A couple of months ago, there was a couple that was doing business with an online catalog service called Clear. Clear Gear. And they said, I agree to the terms and conditions, and they clicked on the end user license agreement, and they went ahead, and then they posted a negative review of this particular company. Well, one of the things that they had agreed to when they agreed to the terms and conditions and the end user license agreement to shop on Clear Gear was that they would pay a $3,500 fine if they disparaged the company.
Oh,
that was an agreement in the terms and conditions. And
that was in there?
Oh, yeah. And they didn't read it. They just said, click, I agree.
Oh.
And so one of the things that happened was this company, kind of a shady company anyway, decided that they would enforce that. So they reported the company, the couple, to the credit union for the credit reporting agencies for their failure to pay this $3,500 disparagement fee fine that they agreed to. And it screwed up the couple's credit. And they're still just now reaching the point where through legal action, very expensive legal action, they're finally getting their credit in shape. Well, when they clicked I agree, they didn't read it through. Mm-hmm. They didn't look at that to see the $3,500 disparagement fine that they were obligated to pay. Hmm. Another one recently in the news was if you carry Capital One plastic in your wallet, Capital One adjusted its terms and conditions recently to the point where it says that Capital One can pay you a visit anywhere. Anywhere.
Really?
Home, work, hospital. Doesn't matter.
But whoever reads these agreements?
Most people don't, that's why they get into the trouble. That's why they get into trouble.
Huh.
So, but on this Capital One thing, it's it really sounds invasive, but a couple of lawyers have said, well, it's not invasive because what you're doing is Capital One is not the government. You know, the Fourth Amendment freedoms from unlawful intrusion applies to government, applies to the police, doesn't apply to a private company. Mm. There has been some discussion about whether or not agreeing to these terms and conditions from Capital One would put you in a position where you're waiving your rights under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, but that hasn't been settled. You know, there's ample fodder for lawyers in these situations when they arise, and so the lawyer who says it only applies to the government, doesn't apply to a private company, says that you may be put in a position where you waive the protections that you have under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. The only thing I can say is vote with your dollars, vote with your feet. If you think it's really onerous, then get out from under it. There's no need or requirement that you do business with those companies that impose unfair or predatory terms and conditions on you.
And you're actually waiving your First Amendment free speech there. Well, you can't write a...
I'm not a lawyer, so I'm,
yeah, well,
I'm not going
anyway.
To go there. The other thing that these end-user license agreements do, and this is becoming almost universal now. This is a big trend in the business community and these terms and conditions when you sign them. And you agree to them without necessarily signing a piece of paper. Some cell phone companies require that you log into an interactive voice response unit, for example, and you agree to the terms and conditions before they'll let you be a customer. And one of the things that they impose on you in those terms and conditions is you give up your right to go to court in the event of a dispute. And what they'll do then is impose arbitration on you. And arbitration is a dispute settlement mechanism, which is outside the jurisdiction of the courts sometimes. Sometimes it's under the jurisdiction of the courts. But you don't go in front of a judge or a jury. And the arbitrator is picked by, in most cases in these agreements, the company. And there have been some surveys, and particularly in, I think it was the Stanford University Law School that did a survey that showed that most of the time in these arbitrated agreements, the arbitrator finds in favor of the company. Well, there's that old maxim, you know, whose bread I eat, his song I sing. And so if the company is going to be paying you for the arbitration fees, paying the arbitrator, then they're not going to get any more business if they don't find for the company.
Tom Collier, thanks for sharing some thoughts with us today. Thanks.
You bet, Bill. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by, and thank you to Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. It's not just the guests, the host and the producer also enjoy nice bottles of Culligan water. Tomorrow morning, yours truly will be actually interviewed. I will be answering questions, be on the other side of the microphone tomorrow on the Christy Simone's Daily Double Show. Should be kind of interesting from 8 to 9 tomorrow morning here on KVOI. And of course, before that show, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. We hope you have a great afternoon and evening. We'll talk with you tomorrow.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.